WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The FBI says a gunman who wrote anti-ice on an unused bullet used others to carry out a shooting from the rooftop of a building near a Dallas detention facility. Authorities say the suspect died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons tells CBS News agents were trying to help the detainees and adds it was a definite attack on an ICE facility.
That has to be my number one concern right now, is making sure that men and women can go out there, do their mission, but they go home safe to their families.
More from CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Now, we know that the gunman was firing indiscriminately at the building, including at a transport van in the Sally Port, and it was there that three detainees were shot while they were inside the van. And of course, as we've reported, one has been confirmed deceased while two are in critical condition.
The family of a victim in January's deadly Washington, D.C. plane crash is suing American Airlines, the FAA, and the Army.
The widow of Casey Crafton from Connecticut, Rachel, who was raising three boys, filed the lawsuit. Daley Crafton is the victim's brother and read a statement from her.
Because of this avoidable tragedy, my young sons and I have to go through life without the love, support, guidance, and laughter Casey gave to us.
Attorney Bob Clifford says they're seeking airline and government changes.
The FAA allowed this environment to exist.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
The return of Jimmy Kimmel last night, following his suspension, drew more than 26 million views online and a TV audience about four times larger than average, according to Nielsen ratings data. This despite the late night show being preempted by about a quarter of all ABC affiliate TV stations in the U.S. Variety's Brian Steinberg.
There are discussions going on. I'm not sure how long Sinclair and Nexstar can do a preemption of a single show without some other basis, like a local disaster or news event, to make it being so. They have contracts in place that are supposed to be honored.
Facing a possible government shutdown next week, Democrats say they want a funding deal in writing. House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
If the government shuts down, it will shut down because Donald Trump and Republicans in the House and the Senate have made that decision to intentionally inflict pain on the American people.
President Trump says on social media the ball is in Democrats' court. Five people have died after contracting a rare flesh-eating bacteria in Louisiana. CBS's Katie Weiss reports.
As far north as Massachusetts, oyster beds and swimming areas are having to be closed as a result of cases of Vibrio, also called a flesh-eating bacteria, being on the rise. Here in the Gulf Coast, it's no different. I spoke with one woman who cut her foot at a boat launch during Labor Day weekend, and that sent her the very next day into emergency surgery.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
A big win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers held on to beat the Padres 3-1 in San Diego with some good defense. Jackson Chourio playing left field, robbing the Padres of what would have been a three-run homer. So with the victory, the Brewers have 96 wins for the season. That ties the franchise record set in 2011 and in 2018. The magic number is now 1 to give them the most wins in the National League ahead of the Phillies and could be home field advantage in the playoffs. NFL, the Packers had 5 false start penalties in their loss to the Browns in Cleveland on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different things, whether it's just, like you said, we got a lot of motions, different things where you got to go on longer snap counts. Sometimes it's the D-line, you know, making, you know, move calls, stunt calls, things like that, where the O-line might, you know, get triggered by that loud noise. So there's a lot of different things, but it's an area where, you know, the whole offense, we just got to do a good job locking in the snap count and just focusing on that.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
93.5 The Tap. Eau Claire's real news and great conversation, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies and light winds for the overnight. A little patchy fog, though, will start to form. Lows will drop into the lower 50s. After that fog burns off early Thursday, we'll see sunshine, highs in the upper 70s, sunshine, mid-70s on Friday. It's 60 at our studios.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, we'll join you live from Madison, and we'll hear from Sherita Booker about some of the fall festivals and other events that could fill a road trip weekend in Wisconsin.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Does this rash look concerning? It's good to be married to a doctor who said, "What's that thing? Let's go see a doctor now."
Look, I know that Pat married for love, but it's like my grandpa used to tell me, marry him for the money because you can fall in love with him later. I don't care so much about the money. How cool would it be to have my own doctor in bed with me every day to do self-examinations? That's all I'm looking for.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff. Coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have a really busy show for you today. Our friend and colleague and host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show weekends in Green Bay, Dr. Kristen Lierley, will be here. We're going to talk about Tylenol.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yep. Of course, yesterday the Trump administration came out and said, yeah, don't take it. We have quite a compilation.
Yeah, it's a wonderful smash cut put together by someone we'll be talking about in a moment.
Yes. So Kristen Lierley will be here to talk about pregnancy, acetaminophen, that's how you say the word, and many other things as well. Tom Tiffany has thrown his hat in the ring for Wisconsin governor. We will talk with Dr. Lierley a little bit about his position on abortion and many other things. In hour number two, we're going to lighten things up today. Grant Hawley is the executive director of the Wisconsin State Cranberries Association. We are going beyond the cheese.
Oh, my gosh.
To talk about cranberries. It is a big, big export in Wisconsin.
It's a lot bigger than I think people understand. We could easily be the cranberry state.
Yeah, very much so. So we're going to learn about Wisconsin cranberry growers, what you can bake, with lots of cranberries.
And about a wonderful festival taking place this weekend.
Absolutely. So that's all coming up after the 10 o'clock news. 10:35, we're going to talk to David Grant, who's a colleague here at Civic Media. He is in Baraboo at Max FM. And every year they do this great fundraiser for a local domestic violence shelter. It's like the only shelter in that area serving multiple counties. And they have a request show that's going to happen tomorrow. And the reason we bring this up is because thanks to the Civic Media app, which you're going to need in just a minute, you can listen to stations all over the state.
Yeah.
So you can click on, you know, when you open up your app and you can click on Max FM in Baraboo, and you can listen to the live stream. And so with this fundraiser tomorrow, you call in a request. It costs you $5. Mm-hmm. Someone else can get your request bumped if they don't want to hear that request by pledging a little bit more money. It's a great, great event. Yeah. And so David Grant is going to join us. I encourage you to join them tomorrow as they do this great fundraiser for Hope House. Again, a domestic violence shelter that is serving multiple counties in that part of the state. And then we'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the No Dogs Allowed edition, so stay tuned for that. Right now, though, we do have some breaking news.
Now, breaking news from Civic Media.
This from CNN. Shortly before we came on the air, this broke about a half an hour ago. There has been a shooting at a U.S. Immigration and ICE facility in Dallas. At least two detainees are among the victims. They have died. Another person has been hospitalized in critical condition. The gunman dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. But this broke as we were coming on the air about 30 minutes ago. At least two detainees are dead. The gunman is dead. A third person hospitalized in critical condition after a shooting this morning at an ICE facility in Dallas. A lot of things are unknown at this point.
Yeah.
We don't know much about, I haven't seen anything yet about the gunman.
Yep.
So before people start jumping off and making assumptions, we're going to wait.
Yes.
And see what develops. But again, there was a shooting this morning at an ICE facility in Texas. Two detainees are dead. The gunman is dead. And a third person has been hospitalized in critical condition. We will give you updates as they become available and as the morning goes on.
Yeah.
As we mentioned, you need the Civic Media app.
Absolutely.
For numerous reasons.
Yes.
It's a great way, again, to listen to stations all across the state.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great way to enter Text to Win contests.
Do we have one going on right now?
There is, in fact, a contest going on right now.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
You're not paying attention. Go for the green and gold multi-state Text to Win contest for the next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You have seven chances to enter.
Yeah.
That's a lot of chances.
Yeah.
And there's some really great stuff up for grabs here. Every day for the next 2 weeks, our daily prize is $200 in cash and gold jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And then the grand prize, two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay and Minnesota November 23rd in Green Bay. The game is at noon. And we give you a gas card to get you to and from. It's pretty great.
That's amazing.
It's worth $1,550.
Wow.
It starts with Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow in the 7 o'clock hour. And we're going to give you the word to text in just a second here. And then Tom Hartman, you have two chances during Tom's show.
Oh, let it go.
Which we're going to bring up a little bit later on as far as the internal competition we have going on.
No. Let me clarify. There's not an internal competition. This is a Jane competition she's doing right now. I don't agree. I'm not represented by these words. Enter as many times as you're legally allowed to whenever you want.
Or you could enter during my show, our show, and then not during.
And now it's my show.
Other ones, but I'm just saying. Anywho, 11 and 1 o'clock, you can enter during the Tom Hartman show in the 2 o'clock hour, with 3 o'clock hour with Todd, 5 o'clock hour with Maggie, and then 7 p.m. with Pete Schwabba during Nightlife.
Seven chances.
That's a lot of chances to win. So here we go.
Here we go.
Get your phone.
All right.
Open up the Civic Media app. The word for this hour is yard. Y-A-R-D. Spelling counts.
Yes, it does.
The word to text in right now until 10 o'clock via the Civic Media app is yard. Y-A-R-D. Yard is the word. Just like Rita just entered from La Crosse and Steven in La Crosse and Sarah in Green Bay. Ooh, they're coming in.
Yeah.
Michael in Tosa and Isaac and Baraboo and Jim in Brookfield. Ooh, I love it. Yard. It does.
All right, calm down.
It makes me very happy.
I can tell.
It doesn't take a lot.
Wow.
Yard is the word. Y-A-R-D. Okay.
Really quick. My cousin, Abby, I love you to death. You can't put it on the live stream. You got to text it and download the Civic Media app, honey.
Did she email you?
No, she just put it on the live stream. Honey, I love you so much. You got to download the app, and then you can text it through the app, but you can't do it over the live stream.
Nice try, though.
Maybe she'd be a character. Cousin Debbie.
Boy, oh, I like that. Cousin Debbie checking in.
Yeah.
Yes, if you should have the Civic Media app, because it is...
app. Absolutely free.
And text in the word yard, Y-A-R-D. Again, up for grabs, $200 in cash, gold jewelry, and then the grand prize, those great club-level indoor seats, two of them, when Green Bay and Minnesota face off November 23rd at noon, and a gas card to get you there and back worth $1,550. Good luck.
Yeah.
And again, you have until 10 o'clock. Yeah. Only an hour. You have 1 hour to text in that word. The word, again, is yard.
Yeah.
Y-A-R-D. Wanted to start off. It's getting a little play on social media.
Just a skosh.
Just a little attention.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
How many millions?
So when I woke up this morning at 4:30, because I'm old and I get up early, this clip was at 3.9 million views. It is now less than 5 hours later. It is almost at 10 million views.
Wow.
And this is a 30-minute clip, by the way.
Yeah. It's a long watch.
And who is it?
It's Jimmy Kimmel.
Who is?
Back, a late night talk show host.
Back on the air. Yes. As of last night.
Yep. Jimmy Kimmel came back last night after he was suspended.
Mm-hmm. Not fired.
Suspended from ABC and Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And he was back last night and getting a lot of attention. And we wanted to play some clips.
Yes.
From Jimmy's return last night. Kevin, let's start with clip number one from Jimmy Kimmel's return last night on TV.
He tried his best to cancel me. Instead, he forced millions of people to watch the show. That backfired bigly. He might have to release the Epstein files to distract us from this now.
Youch.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was not, he did not grovel.
He didn't grovel. He didn't hold back.
No, he didn't.
But you watch the whole thing. He came with a whole heaping two scoops of class.
Yes, he did. And quite a bit of emotion as well.
He is an emotional man. He is a man who, I think of all late night hosts, he's the one who doesn't hold back when they start to overtake him, whether he's talking about his son, whether he's talking about America. He lets, and I think that's important. I think that's a very, very connective, especially for men, especially Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel's history in radio and TV is one of a lot of controversy, a lot of discussion from the old days. You can talk about what you want, and we can't get in today. I understand. But the fact that this man stands up in front of America and talks about what he loves about this country, shows love to the people that are disagreed with, it means a lot to me personally.
Yeah.
But I think it's 28 plus minutes worth of your time.
We are going to include this clip in our show notes.
It's in there.
So you can check it out after the show is over. And as Greg said, I highly encourage you to watch it. We have several clips that we're going to play from Jimmy Kimmel. Kevin, let's play clip number two, please.
I am a tiny part of the Disney Corporation. They welcomed me back on the air, and I thank them for that. Unfortunately, and I think unjustly, this puts them at risk. The President of the United States made it very clear he wants to see me and the hundreds of people who work here fired from our jobs. Our leader celebrates Americans losing their livelihoods because he can't take a joke. He was...
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty much.
And that's the other thing, too. You know, those people out there who got in touch with us and people who are on social media saying, good, he should be fired. This is not just Jimmy Kimmel losing it. Jimmy Kimmel loses his job right now. He's fine for his grandchildren, great grandchildren are fine for the rest of their lives. There are hundreds of people who work on those shows. They're not making millions. They depend upon those jobs. And when the leader of our country is applauding the fact that they're being fired, doesn't sound like a great ad to the economy, if you ask me.
Because his feelings get hurt because Kimmel makes fun of him.
Because he's a thin-skinned tyrant.
He is. Sorry if that offends you, but he is thin-skinned.
Yes.
And absolutely cannot take a joke.
No, no.
The reason this is important for all of us,
mm-hmm.
as you said, there are ramifications from this.
Yes.
If the leader of our country is allowed to dictate what we see and gets to curate the major media in this country...
Mm-hmm.
This is what happened in China. This is what they did in Hungary.
This is what they wrote about in Project 2025.
Absolutely.
You know that book that actually exists, no matter what your friends say or know about it, it still exists. It's out there. And
it's
being implemented right now.
And being implemented very rapidly.
Yep.
We've talked to Andrew Watkins about this numerous times. If you are at all familiar with the Seven Mountains Dominion religious sect,
mm-hmm.
this is part of their goal, is to take over major media.
Yeah. Not so much freedom.
No, not so much freedom. It's about curating what people see.
Yeah.
We're going to continue talking about Jimmy Kimmel's return last night. You can always join us at 855-752-4842. And don't forget the word...
Yard.
Yard. Y-A-R-D. Text in the word yard via the Civic Media app. It is our multi-state text to win. Go for the green and gold contest. Keep it right here. We'll be right back on the Civic Media Radio Network. Jane Slay.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We're taking a little bit of a detour this week on the Recombobulation Minute so I can tell you about a brand new project we've been working on here at Civic Media that we're really, really excited about. So here at the Civic Media Network, we produce a tremendous amount of content on any given day. From our news team all over the state to our daily lineup of political talk and commentary shows to our many podcasts and weekend shows to local morning shows to all kinds of digital content, there can be a lot to keep up with. But now we're bringing you a new way to find all of this tremendous content all in one place. It's a new email newsletter called Civic Media Today. Like the Recombobulation Area, it also publishes on Substack. This is going to be your one-stop shop to connect with everything across the Civic Media extended universe, from podcasts and live streams of your favorite shows to the latest on everything happening across Wisconsin. So go subscribe to Civic Media Today.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Kira Saban, positive psychology midlife coach.
People cannot take away our joy. When I spend time with people I love, putting my time and energy in things that I love that I think are important, not much has really changed. If you are worried about LGBTQIA plus rights, go volunteer at that organization.
You know you're moving the cause forward, and that's great for our mental health.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
Let's remind each other life matters. If you're feeling overwhelmed, help is just a call away at 988. It's National Suicide Prevention Month, and you are not alone. This message from the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching the live stream. Good morning, live stream. On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Also, make sure you have the Civic Media app.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to cost you anything.
No.
Could get you things.
Could gain you things.
Could gain you things. Absolutely. Our multi-state text to win, go for the green and gold contest is underway through this week and all of next week. You have 7 chances every day to pick up prizes. The daily prize, $200 in cash and gold jewelry. And the grand prize, 2 club level indoor seats when Green Bay and Minnesota meet up November 23rd at noon. We even give you a gas card.
Yeah.
So you can get it there and home.
We can't guarantee that you'll win the prize, but I can guarantee you'll get 2 things from the Civic Media app. Information and fun.
There you go. I look at that and that smile. He's got. So here's the word. The word to text in by 10 o'clock is yard. Y-A-R-D. Text in the word yard. And you are in the running for all of those fantastic prizes. Good luck. We were talking before the break about Jimmy Kimmel's return to ABC last night.
Yeah.
Jim from Brookfield texting in, good morning, Jane and Greg. My wife and I watched Kimmel last night. We both think he spoke very well. He never apologized. His message was remorseful to anyone who may have been offended. Jimmy Kimmel showed much more class than Donald Trump, who has no class. Jim from Brookfield.
It's true.
Yeah, he was. I thought he was great last night. Jimmy Kimmel was.
And frankly, all those people who texted in said, "Oh, he got fired. Good, he got fired because of ratings." They're quiet now because once again, either they've moved on or the fact of the matter is this is a dangerous precedent.
Yes, absolutely.
Because he's not the first late night host to be in the attempt of silencing. They've done it to Stephen Colbert. He will be off the air as of next summer. He's done. That show's being canceled, by the way. Right. Not just him. The show is being canceled.
Which employs hundreds of people.
Exactly. With Jimmy Kimmel, it's the same thing, only now we talked about yesterday and when it originally happened. This was never about freedom. This was never about ratings. This is about money and deals and the FCC and sucking up to the Trump administration to get your money, because apparently $50 billion isn't enough.
No.
And 80% of the airwaves isn't enough. I need more, because more is better than less. And I'm a more man of America. I love freedom and more. So he was amazing. It was an amazing, amazing clip. I have it in the show notes. Please watch it.
Yeah, it's definitely worth a watch. We have a time to get a couple more clips in here, Calvin. Let's do clip number four, his non-fans, please.
Maybe most of all, I want to thank the people who don't support my show and what I believe, but support my right to share those beliefs anyway.
It's the First Amendment.
I never would have imagined, like Ben Shapiro, Clay Travis, Candace Owens, Mitch McConnell, Rand Paul, even my old pal Ted Cruz, who, believe it or not, said something very beautiful on my behalf.
I hate what Jimmy Kimmel said. I am thrilled that he was fired.
He wasn't fired.
Good Christian.
Wait, no, not that. The other part.
But let me tell you, if the government gets in the business of saying, what you, the media, have said, we're going to ban you from the airwaves if you don't say what we like, that will end up bad for conservatives.
I don't think I've ever said this before, but Ted Cruz is right.
He's yeah.
absolutely right. This affects all of us, including him. I mean, think about it. If Ted Cruz can't speak freely, then he can't cast spells on the Smurfs.
And, you know, I don't disagree with that statement, and I think it's very important to point out that, yes, there are people on the right, people who disagree with Jimmy Kimmel, who came out in favor of him and his right to speak and speak his mind. And nothing controversial or offensive in what he said. But my problem also is the fact that Ted Cruz has completely enabled this administration almost since the jump. When he realized he wasn't going to be president, when he knew that he had to grovel at the feet of the king, he's been a part of this problem. So I applaud his support, but you are part of the problem.
Yeah, there's no question about that. Another clip from Jimmy Kimmel's return last night to ABC, and this is, I think, the best of them all. What is important, Calvin? Let's play that, please.
This show is not important. What is important is that we get to live in a country that allows us to have a show like this. I've had the opportunity to meet and spend time with comedians and talk show hosts from countries like Russia, countries in the Middle East, who tell me they would get thrown in prison for making fun of those in power, and worse than being thrown in prison. They know how lucky we are here. Our freedom to speak is what they admire most about this country. And that's something I'm embarrassed to say I took for granted until they pulled my friend Steven off the air and tried to coerce the affiliates who run our show in the cities that you live in to take my show off the air. That's not legal. That's not American. That is un-American, and it is so dangerous. I want you to think about this.
And, that's just...
It's bad for all of us.
But really, when it comes down to it, Jane, though, there's one last message he has for all of us.
Play that final clip, Calvin, please.
A lot of people have been asking me if there are conditions for my return to the air, and there is one. Disney has asked me to read the following statement. And I agree to do it. Here we go. To reactivate your Disney Plus and Hulu account.
Which, by the way, last night, this episode came out, Disney Plus raised their prices.
Oh, that is so funny. All right, we have news coming up next. And then when we return, Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go away.
Nobody else can do the things you do. That's why I'm coming. Don't you know I got my suitcase in my hand. Now, baby, and I'm a coming.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
CBS News Brief. A shooting at a Dallas ICE facility is investigated as a targeted attack. One detainee dead, two critically injured, gunman dead. Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons.
The brave men and women of ICE, they were taking fire. And they did rescue or attempt to rescue the detainees from the vehicle while taking fire. It's very traumatic time for everyone involved.
The widow of a man killed when an American Airlines plane and an Army helicopter collided over D.C. is suing the FAA, the Army, and the airline. Doug Lane, not part of this lawsuit, lost his wife and son.
We've secured a much-needed set of oversight investigations into the FAA, and we will not rest until similar investigations are underway into the U.S. Army.
ABC says over 32 million people watched Jimmy Kimmel's return last night on TV and social media, but not on some ABC affiliates. Variety's Brian Steinberg.
You're seeing Nexstar and Sinclair with statements saying they're discussing with ABC a way to kind of come back, which isn't as strident as they were.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
A big win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers held on to beat the Padres 3-1 in San Diego with some good defense. Jackson Chourio playing left field, robbing the Padres of what would have been a three-run homer. So with the victory, the Brewers have 96 wins for the season. That ties the franchise record set in 2011 and in 2018. The magic number is now 1 to give them the most wins in the National League ahead of the Phillies and could be home field advantage in the playoffs. NFL, the Packers had 5 false start penalties in their loss to the Browns in Cleveland on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different things, whether it's just, like you said, we got a lot of motions, different things where you got to go on longer snap counts. Sometimes it's the D-line, you know, making, you know, move calls, stunt calls, things like that, where the O-line might, you know, get triggered by that loud noise. So there's a lot of different things, but it's an area where, you know, the whole offense, we just got to do a good job locking in the snap count and just focusing on that.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Jimmy Kimmel made an emotional return to his talk show, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Tuesday night. The host delivered a 17-minute monologue where he still did not hold back against the FCC or the Trump administration, but did clarify he never intended insensitivity toward Erica Kirk or the Kirk kids, even tearing up a bit throughout the monologue after an emotional few days. His biggest line of the night was probably after he played a clip of the president saying Kimmel doesn't have good ratings. When the camera went back to Jimmy, he said, "I do tonight," and the crowd stood and applauded like it did several times throughout the monologue or when he hugged Guillermo. Overall, the night was a big slapback at government overreach, with the host citing support from conservatives like Ben Shapiro, Candace Owens, and Ted Cruz. Even Joe Rogan, not so courageously, backed Kimmel after finally feeling it was safe to do so. It will be interesting to see how long the love lasts, but for now, Jimmy Kimmel is happy to be back. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 93.5 The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies and light winds for the overnight. A little patchy fog, though, will start to form. Lows will drop into the lower 50s. After that fog burns off early Thursday, we'll see sunshine, highs in the upper 70s, sunshine mid-70s on Friday. It's 57 at our studios.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most, in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Maggie Dawn.
Broadcasting live from the Reisinger family Hilltop Farm. We talk to the Reisingers about their family farming tradition, the Farmer Angel Network about the mental health crisis impacting agricultural communities, and last, the Wisconsin Farmers Union.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Box, Sweet Cal B, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Before we get to our guest, our friend and colleague, and host of our own show on weekends.
So fun.
We want to remind you that our multi-state text to win Go for the Green and Gold contest is underway right now. So grab your phone, open up the Civic Media app. That is the only way to enter.
Yes.
You have to have the Civic Media app. Not going to cost you any money.
No.
It's completely free.
Correct.
So open up your Civic Media app. Text in the word YARD. Y-A-R-D. Text in the word YARD. You're in the running for the daily prize, which is $200 in cash and gold jewelry. And then you're in the running for the grand prize, two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay take on Minnesota November 23rd at noon. We have a gas card to get you there and back. It's worth $1,550.
It's amazing.
It's a pretty nice package.
I think I'm more like, yeah, Packer tickets are great. Don't get me wrong. But I will say this, I love the gift card option.
The gas card?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty nice. So text in the word.
Such a nerd.
For so many reasons.
I love a value.
YARD is the word, Y-A-R-D. And by the way, I wanted to say good morning to Brian from Mosinee, who just texted in morning.
Hi, Brian.
Good morning, Brian. And that's not the word, by the way. The word is YARD.
YARD.
Y-A-R-D. Good luck. You have until 10 o'clock, and then your next word coming your way at 11. She is our guest, Dr. Kristen Lierley, host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show on weekends. Good morning, my friend. Your phone must have been blowing up yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday, the day before. We were already talking about using Tylenol in pregnancy and whether it was a link to autism, which there is not. Tylenol
right.
in pregnancy does not cause autism. So, I mean, that's been kind of brewing, but yeah, to hear that big declaration, to hear Trump stumble through the word acetaminophen, to see the reaction, and then to get all these texts from so many friends who are either pregnant or are living with autism in their family. This has stirred up so much emotion and so many questions and so much conversation. I think people are really starting to see it.
I took that clip that you put out on social media explaining directly about the zero findings of a link between Tylenol and autism. And I put that on a friend's social media post because he was posting about it, of course, agreeing with what you're talking about. And then someone, because there's always someone, comes in going, well, why can't we just allow doctors to blah, blah, blah? And it became into a whole thing. And I just finally said, here is my friend. She is very smart. This is what she's saying, corroborating another doctor's comment, by the way. And I said specifically, this topic is not worth her time. She's got other things to be doing, but now she has to talk about it and talk about something very simple because the president of the United States, not just a dude, got up on the most microphoned podium in the country, maybe the world, and said these words. And the thing that really rocked me on in the whole clip, Dr. Lierley, is the fact that you have to say now to people, it's not your fault.
I know. That is the worst part because people who have family members who are taking care of friends with autism, they're suffering. They want an answer. And to give them this false hope and to somehow make it seem like it is their fault that they ended up in this situation is just so beyond shameful. And for the president of the United States to say it in the way that he said it, and then to go on and say the pregnant women should just suffer with their pain. I mean, you don't want them to have birth control. You don't want them to have abortions. You want them to get pregnant, but you don't want them to have the things that they need to be able to navigate their pregnancies safely, including hospitals in rural areas where they can deliver their babies. I mean, you've got to be kidding me.
That really jumped out at me too, Dr. Lyerly, when he said, if you can't tough it out, essentially, if you're not tough enough to deal with your discomfort, then okay, I guess you can take it. Kind of indicting pregnant women for not being tough enough. We're not being tough enough. Even though other Republicans have said it requires no special gifts to give birth.
Right. Or they think as soon as the baby comes out, like the pregnancy is over.
Everything's not back to normal.
No, it takes a year to recover. It's just, it's shameful. Yeah. You know, it's... There just aren't that many things that people can use in pregnancy to manage pain. And this is something that we've used forever. And most people use it at some point in their pregnancy. So for him to do this and to put pregnant women in a situation where they're always thinking about, should I put this in my body? Should I eat this? Should I take this medicine? Should I treat this condition? And they often don't want to even treat things like blood pressure problems because they're worried that the medicine that they take is going to cause problems for their baby, when in reality, high blood pressure causes many, many more problems.
Yep.
Yes. So women have to have the information that they need, and they need to be encouraged to take the right medications that they need to treat their conditions. And that is exactly the opposite of what Donald Trump and RFK were saying.
Well, and again, neither of them are doctors. They're not even medical researchers. They're two dudes.
Yeah, with they a political are. Agenda. With an agenda. Yes. And the comments that people have made on that post, which has gotten like 115,000 views. I mean, it was really popular. Some of the comments where people were questioning the data, or they would say, well, did you see the Harvard study? Well, did you see all the studies? You can't just cherry pick one thing or another. One study does not make a medical movement.
Right.
If they can get the name of one study or name a college or a university or something, when they say check theirs, it's like, do you know what you're really talking about right now? Do you understand what you're doing? Because you are trying to now, because someone else will hear these words and they won't research it. They'll just say, well, I know Harvard's a smart place and they said study. So I'll just say Harvard study and they'll know what I'm talking about.
If you're just joining us, by the way, Dr. Kristen Lyerly is our guest. She's the host of Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show in Green Bay on weekends. And we're talking about Donald Trump and Bob Jr.'s announcements yesterday. Don't take Tylenol. We have a compilation. Yeah,
courtesy of Jimmy Kimmel, actually.
Compilation courtesy of the Kimmel Show.
If you want to, here's a basic summation of the entire speech they gave earlier this week from the White House regarding this topic. Calvin, will you play that, please?
Don't take Tylenol. Don't take it. With Tylenol, don't take it. Don't take it. Don't use Tylenol. Don't take Tylenol. Don't take Tylenol. Fight like hell not to take it.
There it is.
I think you shouldn't take it. Don't take Tylenol. The baby goes, gets a shot. They say, here, take a cup of Tylenol. I've heard that for years. Take Tylenol. Don't take Tylenol. Don't have your baby take Tylenol. Don't give Tylenol to the baby. Don't give Tylenol to the baby. Don't give your baby Tylenol. Don't take Tylenol. Don't take Tylenol. Don't take Tylenol. Don't take it. Don't take it. So that's it. There's nothing much to say. Don't take Tylenol. Just don't take it. And I just say it again. Don't take Tylenol. Don't take it.
That sums it up, what he just said there. There's nothing left to say.
No,
there was
it.
Nothing to say to begin with.
Yeah, that's it.
Grandpa, it's time for bed.
Yeah, exactly. And the other important piece of this that I think is getting skipped over. So the alternative now that they're suggesting, this Leucovorin contains a folic acid, from what I understand. This is being sold by a company that Dr. Oz has stake in.
I don't know about that, but I can tell you that the data is not there for leucovorin. So this is another whole entire problem. The data is not there. We are years away from being able to recommend leucovorin. And the data at this point only supports that it treats a particular symptom in a certain subset of people with autism. But they're selling it like if you have autism, they're almost selling it like a cure, like a snake oil. But it's not there, guys. It's, and the fact that they're making it available to people who have Medicaid, and it's going to be something that you can get your hands on, it's not there. This is false hope, and it's not fair.
And isn't it? It's like supplements. It's a St. John's wort. It's the same thing as those kinds of things. Is that correct?
It's not. It is a B vitamin, so it sounds like it's a supplement, but it's actually something that we use in chemotherapy to treat methotrexate overdoses. I've never used it in my practice because it is a very, there's some very particular uses, but it's not like a, you know, a multivitamin that you can just buy over the counter. You do need a prescription for it.
But again, I think it's important to note, at least from what I was finding yesterday, Dr. Oz, who is now part of our health system, is part of a group that owns this this drug.
Well, and also, speaking of Dr. Oz, 24 hours ago, and this was reported in, I'm looking at YouTube, Yahoo News, he walked the statement from President Trump back.
Oh, he did.
And he said, quote, "We know that people who take Tylenol for prolonged periods of time during pregnancy seem to have a higher incidence of autism in aggregate." I don't know what that means. What? Show me the study on that one, Doc. So the message is not never take Tylenol. It's take Tylenol judiciously. Take it by talking with your doctor. Make sure that you have an important reason to take. Important reason is pain. You take it if you take it because of pain. Don't take it. Hey, this is the words of a doctor. Don't take it willy-nilly because you think it's so safe. It couldn't possibly cause a problem because those assumptions appear to be erroneous. That statement just wrapped in tons of research and data, doctor. I don't even know why we're talking about this. He's right. We're wrong. Let's take some supplements.
But isn't that the advice that you would give any patient, Dr. Lyerly, is take it sparingly? Right? Nobody's like, yes, take as many drugs as you can ingest. No doctor is telling you that, or are they?
And talk to your doctor about it so that you can personalize your care. But you know what you said, Greg, I think is really important because this is what they did with leucovorin. This is what they're doing with these Tylenol studies. They find something that has a grain of truth to it. And you know, when you look at all the Tylenol studies out there, there are some studies that show that there is an association between taking Tylenol in pregnancy and autism. And that is true. And there are other studies that show that there is not an association, including a recent study in the Journal of the American Medical Association that was huge. So association is a maybe, but association does not mean causation.
Right.
It does not mean that Tylenol in pregnancy causes autism. It's like saying eating ice cream is associated with drowning. Eating ice cream doesn't make you drown. You just eat ice cream when it's warmer out, and you also go swimming more often. So they take that confusing piece of information that a lot of people who aren't in the science world and can't parse out the studies because they don't have the background, and they use it to politicize it and benefit from it. And it's wrong.
I also think it's important. VAERS keeps coming up. It's V-A-E-R-S, VAERS. Ron Johnson cited it yesterday because now he's still pushing the horse medication and talking about all the reports on VAERS. I could go to the VAERS website and report that I drank orange juice and I grew a unicorn horn. I could. And
yes.
Because there is no checkup on those reports to VAERS, correct?
And there shouldn't be. And there shouldn't be because it is meant to be an open database where people can report whatever their adverse effects are. And then they take that information and look into it.
I'm going to do that right after the show. It's getting in the way of my headphones, this unicorn horn. It's just not very useful. We're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Kristen Lyerly on the other side. If you have questions, 855-752-4842. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay close.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Vanity Fair calls BritBox a delicious streamer. Collider says everyone should be watching. Catch Britain's next best series with BritBox. Stream acclaimed new originals like Code of Silence.
You read lips, right?
And Linley, based on the best-selling mystery series.
D.I. Linley, take it from here.
And don't miss the new season of Karen Piri, coming this October.
You don't look like police.
I'll take that as a compliment.
See it differently when you stream the best of British TV with BritBox. Watch with a free trial today.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Michigan's Supreme Court will hear a challenge against the Line 5 pipeline, the same oil pipeline Canadian oil giant Enbridge is pushing to reroute across northern Wisconsin. Opponents argue the Michigan Public Service Commission broke state laws when it approved the company's plan to drill an oil tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac. A new report from the Alliance for the Great Lakes and Clean Wisconsin shows nitrate pollution is taking a toll in our state. Thousands of families are paying higher costs to access safe drinking water and facing serious health risks because of nitrate pollution from fertilizer and manure. In 2022, farmers likely applied 16 million pounds of excess fertilizer beyond what crops needed. Right now on the Defender podcast, what do data centers mean for our water, land, energy bills, and why is it so hard to find out? An in-depth conversation on the secrets of data centers. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time out.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free civic media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Celebrate Wisconsin's farming heritage with a special broadcast of the Maggie Dawn Show on Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. live from the Reisinger family Hilltop Farm in Spring Green. We'll learn about the Reisinger family's past and explore their future. We'll also discuss the mental health crisis facing the state's farming community with the Farmer Angel Network. And we'll talk about programs that support farmers across Wisconsin with the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Celebrate the legacy of the Reisinger family and families like them Thursday afternoon on the Maggie Dawn Show.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air, Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, our one, our only Calzone on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can join us, call or text. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Got about 7 minutes left to text in the word YARD via the Civic Media app, Y-A-R-D, YARD.
YARD.
Text in the word YARD on the Civic Media app. It's part of our multi-state text to win Go for the Green and Gold contest up for grabs every day this week and all of next week. 200 bucks in cash, gold jewelry, that's the daily prize. Everybody's in the running for a grand prize, two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay against Minnesota November 23rd at noon with a gas card to get you there and back. But you only have until 10 o'clock to text in the word YARD right now, Y-A-R-D. Your next chance coming up with Tom Hartman in the 11 o'clock hour, then the 1 o'clock hour. Join Todd Alba, 3 p.m., he will have a word for you. Maggie Dawn at 5, Pete Schwabba at 7. All kinds of chances to win.
Absolutely.
But you have to have the app. So text in the word YARD, Y-A-R-D, and good luck. Dr. Kristen Lierley is here, our friend and colleague, talking about, of course, Donald Trump yesterday and Bob Jr. coming out scaring people about using Tylenol. And we had a text from Sue in Franklin. And I kind of agree with Sue. She said, how about releasing the Epstein files?
Right?
Yeah.
And this is serious and this is important, but we've talked about this again since Trump began his second term. These are lots of squirrels. These are lots of things to distract from bigger things that they would like us not to be talking about. And that goes to... we're going to talk about escalator gates. That we're going to do that tomorrow because we just don't have time today.
Have you seen the signs that look like a Tylenol bottle, but it says Epstein-Aminophen?
And you know what? Trump probably couldn't say it as well.
And the
problem is that now it's important to delineate, though, when we say distract, because I heard a really great video about this. When we say distractions, we don't mean that they shouldn't be taken seriously.
And that it's not important.
Or not. That is the problem, too, is that these distractions have to get bigger and bigger and meaner and more threatening and more dangerous to the public and to our basic liberties and democracy. They don't care what they use as a distraction, but they still are the fact that we passed a budget that is going to rip healthcare away from people. And we have a report that gives the names of a lot of individuals who need to be held accountable. Because as we never talk about when we were discussing the Epstein files, this is about the justice, the closure, and peace of mind of the victims and their families, the survivors, those who've been through this. That's who we should care about. I don't care about some celebrity who might be on that list. If they're on that list, let the law have them. But yeah,
that's right.
The distractions are going to get bigger and more dangerous, but they are the things that try to keep our eyes off the ball.
Well, and again, not that these aren't important things, because they are, but I do think the budget's going to, we're going to run out of funding for the government next week. And so,
and Republicans have full control of the government. I mean, there's no excuse.
And they're blaming the Democrats that they can't get a budget deal done. Yes, they control all three branches, but it's the Democrats' fault.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Let's talk about your show.
Another thing that we do not give enough attention to is school shootings. Mm. And this weekend, we're going to be talking with a family who their 3-year-old son goes to Ascension Catholic School in Minneapolis, and they tell their harrowing story of how they live across the street. She dropped him off at school and heard the gunfire when she got home and literally ran 8 months pregnant back to the school to get her son. He's okay, but these folks are traumatized. Their community is traumatized, and you get to hear their story on the Dr. Kristen Lagerle Show this weekend.
It is, and you're right, we don't talk about it enough. We have just, since Sandy Hook happened, and we as a country did nothing about Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
This has just become part of daily life, it seems like. We don't, we can't talk about any reasonable gun safety measures. No. It's.
Don't politicize it.
Yeah.
But it's too soon.
So this is just freedom. This is just freedom.
My 19-year-old was a second grader when Sandy Hook happened. And every time I think of Sandy Hook, and I think of, he's an adult, and all of these kids that didn't graduate, and we still haven't made any headway. It's thoughts and prayers. And that's another thing that they talked about, was thoughts and prayers never were enough, and now they're just insulting. And you can see the dad, just the energy coming from him and how he is turning it into activism, and he is so determined to make our leaders do something. That's his message, do something.
And it's important too, and I just saw this yesterday and I'll look further into this, but Alex Jones, that hate monger who he has the right to say the horrible things he says, who tortured the families of those kids for years, got them doxxed, had people showing up at their homes, threatening the parents of these murdered children. Now the Trump administration is going after one of the investigators into that shooting. Alex Jones still hasn't paid out anything.
Yeah, why? Yeah. Why? This is another this is a true distraction. Like, let it go and focus on things that are actually going to make a difference for people.
If they're not
like responsible gun ownership, health.
That'd be good.
If they're not releasing the Epstein files, you sure as heck are not going to get Alex Jones ever pay a dime to anybody for anything. But if you want to tell your leaders about how you feel about these topics, myvote.wi.gov. Go there, put in your information, find out your representatives, call them, email them, send them a letter, be respectful, but tell them what real leadership looks like. And if they're not doing the job you think they should be doing, guess what? We have elections next year. Keep your eyes open for what's going on.
When can we hear your show this weekend?
It's going to be on WGBW on Sunday morning at 9:00, on WISS on Saturday and Sunday at 3:00. And we're posting it online on all the socials. So just follow me and I'll give you an easy place to click.
Dr. Kristen Lagerle, host of the Dr. Kristen Lagerle Show. Thank you so very much, my friend. Really appreciate it.
Love hanging out with you guys.
We have news coming up next. And then we go beyond the cheese with the Wisconsin State Cranberry Association.
Ooh.
Don't go away. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the vast statewide, countrywide, pick us up around the world and in Minnesota on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You are listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Being investigated in Dallas is a deadly shooting on an ICE facility from a nearby rooftop. ICE's acting director says the shooter, who's dead, was 29-year-old Joshua John. Documents show he had ties to North Texas and Oklahoma. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
Three detainees were shot. One was killed. And two are hospitalized in critical condition. A woman was recording on her phone near the facility when gunshots were heard. FBI agent Joe Rothrock.
The FBI is investigating this incident as an act of targeted violence.
Police quickly found the shooter, who died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Even though his show isn't offered on Sinclair and Nexstar's ABC affiliates after his recent suspension, Jimmy Kimmel still raked in the viewers last night for his return. CBS's Matt Piper with more on the ratings.
Jimmy Kimmel's Tuesday night show got a large audience with ABC.